Welcome to today's episode of The Power of God's Whisper, a podcast dedicated to understanding the many ways in which God speaks to us and guides us in our daily lives. Today, we will be discussing the importance of recognizing the impressions of the Holy Spirit and how it could be a powerful way that God speaks to us. Today's episode, Actionable Faith, the Imperative of Obedience to God. Today's focus is obedience to God's commands is crucial. In a world that often celebrates autonomy and self-direction, the biblical call to obedience stands as a countercultural beacon. James chapter 1, verse 22 challenges us not to merely absorb biblical teachings as theoretical knowledge, but to embody them as active participants in God's kingdom. Obedience to God's commands isn't just a duty. It's a demonstration of our trust in His sovereignty and His wisdom. It's through actions that our faith becomes visible and vibrant, influencing the world around us. Today, we delve into why immediate and faithful obedience is not just beneficial, but crucial to our walk with Christ. Our springboard for today's discussion is James chapter 1, verse 22. But be doers of the word, not just hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Now this scripture cuts to the heart of what it means to live out faith. Being doers of the word implies a life that actively seeks to align with God's will, revealed through scripture. The warning against being hearers only serves as a sober reminder that, unchecked, our faith can devolve into mere intellectual exercise, devoid of transformative power meant to mark the lives of believers. True obedience involves both a heart inclined towards God and actions that align with His commands, demonstrating a faith that encourages us in a world of tangible, transformative ways. Real quick, focus training. Daily scripture engagement. Begin each day by reading and meditating on the Bible. Let God's word not only inform your understanding, but also inspire your actions. Number two, prayer for insight and willingness. Regularly pray for insight into God's commands and for the willingness to obey. Ask the Holy Spirit to highlight areas in your life that need alignment with God's will. Reflective accountability. Periodically review your actions and decisions to ensure that they align with biblical teachings. Consider keeping a journal to track your progress and struggles living out your faith. Number four, seek wise counsel. Surround yourself with fellow believers who offer biblical advice and hold you accountable, living obediently. Number five, active ministry, participation. Engage in church and community activities where you could put your faith into action. This could be through service projects, evangelism, or supporting church function. Number six, teach others. Share what you've learned about obedience with others. Teaching is a powerful way to solidify your own understanding and to encourage others to live obediently. And number seven, celebrate obedience. Recognize and celebrate acts of obedience in your life and the lives of others. This reinforces the positive impact of living according to God's word. In conclusion, the call to be doers of the word is a call to live active faith, a faith that works, impacts, and transforms. James chapter 1, verse 22 reminds us that our obedience is a reflection of our faith's authenticity and our love for God. As we step out in obedience, we do so knowing that our actions resonate far beyond our personal lives, echoing into the community and beyond as a testament to the reality of God's kingdom. Today's call to action. Identify one area of your life this week where your actions need to better align with God's word. Make a specific, actionable plan to change this area and seek support from a trusted fellow believer to help you enact this change. And today's question of the day, what has been your biggest challenge in transitioning from hearing the word to actively doing the word? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word, which guides and shapes our lives. Give us the courage and the strength to be doers of your word. not hearers only. Help us to live out your faith boldly, our faith boldly and obediently, that our lives might glorify you and draw others to your truth. Equip us with a spirit of action, ready to respond to your call with immediately and joy in Jesus' name. Amen. As we continue to navigate the challenges of opportunities each day, let us do so as active participants in God's grand design, demonstrating our faith through our obedience and our love through our actions. Let's not just listen to the word, but live it. For in doing so, we truly embody the faith we profess.
Thank you for spending your time with us on the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Your presence in our community is a blessing and a joy. As our episode comes to a close, I'd like to invite you to join our growing family. First, consider subscribing for free. It's a simple step that ensures you're always connected with the latest episodes and insights. But for those who feel a deeper calling, there's something more. Become a faith partner. For only $5 a month, you not only support our mission, but also deepen your own spiritual journey. And as a token of our appreciation, we'll gift you a free Right Now Media account, a treasure trove of faith-based content. Also, don't forget to join our Telegram account too. Stay in the loop with every episode, update, or important announcement. You'll never miss a moment of the Power of God's Whisper. To take these next steps, visit www.myart2b.com. That's www.myart2b.com. Your journey awaits. Thank you again for listening, and may your path be illuminated with the whispers of faith.